Welcome to the Sportscast, November 1st, 2018. What a week in college football. We got a couple of one big game this weekend. And last night, the University of Maryland fired their coach, DJ Durkin. And just to flesh this out, we have Ty Turner. Welcome to the Sportscast.
What's up, man?
So what did you think about this firing last night?
I mean, I think the reason why they did it is because there was a lot of protests from, like, university, from just people in general, from players. I guess players walked out of meetings. I'm not sure if they didn't show up at practice the next day, but I think I heard something about that. So it just I think the backlash just showed that it was something that was not the best idea. I just don't think you should have hired. It brought him back. I mean, a kid lost his life. Honestly, I personally didn't think that Ohio State probably should have brought Urban Meyer back, but I think this was even more significant. More like he was the head coach while this kid lost his life. So I think what happened was you just had the backlash and the players' backlash and fans' backlash and some of the media members' backlash, and I think that caused him to be fired.
Yeah, what happened was Durkin was on paid administrative leave since August 11th. He had been reinstated Tuesday following two separate investigations into the football program and five meetings and calls between the 17-member Board of Regents following the June 13th death of 19-year-old offensive lineman Jordan McNair from a heat stroke he suffered at a May 29th workout. You know, you played college football for a couple years. You know, I mean, like, how tough are these practices? Like, what can coaches do? I mean, do they monitor this thing really closely, or just, you know, things like this, you know, falls in through the cracks?
I have no idea. You know, I don't know enough about the situation. I don't know enough about what happened in Maryland. I don't know if the guy had a pre-existing condition. I really don't know have enough information on this to even give a really strong opinion, to be honest with you. All I know is someone died, a player died while under the watch of DJ Durkin. He's ultimately the one most responsible. People didn't want him. Players didn't want him back. Obviously, if players didn't want him back, that's a sign that maybe possibly he had more culpability than we even know about. So, no, I think they made the right move. I think it was good.
To stick with college football, I want to, you know, discuss the LSU-Alabama game. How do you see it?
Yep.
Do you think it's the biggest game of the weekend or maybe the biggest game of the year as well?
Well, definitely the biggest game of the weekend. I don't think that's even really up for debate. I mean, Georgia versus Kentucky is a good game. Ironically, I'd say that the SEC East and the SEC West is pretty much kind of going to be decided. I wouldn't say kind of. I'd say pretty much it's going to be decided. If Alabama wins, they're going to win the West. If LSU wins, they're in the driver's seat in the West. They still could lose a game, and Alabama could win out, and Alabama could still win the West. And in the East, pretty much the winner of Kentucky versus Georgia is probably going to win the East because they each have one loss, and then they'll own the head-to-head, the victor. So I'd say the SEC has the two best games this weekend. Number one would be LSU, Alabama at LSU, and number two is Georgia at – is it at Kentucky or is it at – I think it's at Kentucky. I'm not
correct.
Sure, but I believe
it is at Kentucky, yeah.
Yeah. So Georgia at Kentucky, and there it is.
Now, do you think – you know, LSU can slow down Alabama. You know, Alabama has had a 54-point average for scoring. Do you think LSU can slow that down and maybe possibly win this game, or do you think Alabama has the edge?
If you're going to ask who do I think is going to win, I would go with Alabama. But do I think that LSU possibly has the athletes on defense to possibly give Alabama trouble? Yes. My issue with LSU is I just don't know if they're good enough offensively. Alabama still has a great defense. I mean, Alabama still has probably more NFL players on their defensive roster, more so than pretty much anybody except maybe LSU or Clemson. But so Alabama still has a great defense. Remember, Saban's a defensive coach first and foremost. And then, but I think if anyone's going to stop Alabama, LSU has the talent with guys like Devin White, Greedy Williams, Dilput. I'm forgetting his first name, the safety. I think it's Lance Dilput. And you got Jacob Phillips. You have some, I can't remember all their D linemen, but you have some studs up there. You have like several guys who are going to be first round draft picks this upcoming draft, like a guy in White and Greedy Williams. And Dave Aranda is maybe the best defensive coordinator in college football. He's definitely the highest paid. So, long story short, it's going to be LSU with their athletes in Death Valley. A tough place to play with a great defense always can spell problems for the offense. If LSU can't slow them down, I think this college football has completely lost interest. So I think as a college football fan outside of Alabama, you're rooting for LSU. You're cheering for LSU to show that someone can stop Alabama. Because if Alabama goes into Death Valley and wins, say, something like 45-24, forget this college football season. It's over. Go do something else. Go volunteer at Salvation Army. Go watch the NBA. Go watch college football. It's over. It's done. It's finished. This is the last chance for there to be a little bit of intrigue. I hope Alabama gets their butts kicked. Plain and simple.
I agree. This game will define a lot.
It's getting boring. Like, we're talking to Saban. I mean, and the thing that makes it, I'm going to go a little rant here. What makes it more annoying is you wish that some kids would be like, man, I want to get another program going. I want to get South Carolina going. I want to get,
Clemson.
I don't know anybody. Like, they all go, no, Clemson, that's second worst one. I mean, like, stop going to the same stinking schools over and over and thinking it's boring.
Yeah.
Like, if I was a 5-star kid, I wouldn't go to Alabama.
Where would you go today?
I know. I'd go to Oregon. But if it wasn't for Oregon, I'd want to go to some place that I'm like, man, I could see. I'd want to go to a good program, but someone that I know I was going to play at. And a place that is popular because it has, great facility. So like an Oregon, who would else would be like an Oregon?
Would you go to Miami?
Miami's kind of lost its way, man. I don't know. I saw that Miami-Boston College game, and Miami's kind of just completely lost its identity. And Mark Richt's a pretty good coach. I think because of all of the controversies that have happened and all the, violations over the past, decade after decade, there'd be a new violation by the University of Miami. I think it's just really put that program back. And I think they hired a safe guy, Mark Richt, a guy who they knew was going to put the program in the right trajectory, where it was not going to get into trouble, where there's not going to be a lot of controversy, where you wouldn't have players getting in a lot of trouble. You wouldn't see more NCAA violations, possible probations. And that's why they hired a Golden. That's because they just a very high quality individual. But I think, unfortunately, that Miami, it could change, but I think last year was the best you're going to see Miami, to be honest with you, for the time being. They're not recruiting quite at the same level as the other programs.
Yeah, I agree. But you're right. I think, going to
other now, it's Alabama and everyone else.
Yeah, like if you go to programs like Georgia, or maybe even Michigan, I think, those programs have possibility of challenging Alabama. But you're right. I think we need to level the playing field. It feels like Alabama's dominating, every year.
It's getting boring.
It is.
Yeah, it's getting like so boring. And then it's like they get the new, and then a new year comes, and they'll get 8 5 stars, and 4 of them will play the same position.
Yeah.
And then you have like the 2014 and 2015 class where half fully transferred, and you kind of were like, oh, hey, dum-dums. You do realize if you go and sign with a school that has five-star defensive backs, you can only play so many defensive backs. So if you obviously you wanted player but might not play because of how good a talent they have in the roster, and you're having these kids that were transferring, especially that it's not going to happen. So I guess they're betting on themselves. So I just go to the new program, try a new program. And I'd say right now, actually, probably the one that's doing it is Oregon, because Oregon is the number three recruiting class in the country right now.
Yeah, so, something's brewing in Oregon, A&M. That's for
so,
sure.
You have Texas A&M is actually two, and Oregon is three. So two programs that I think are going to be coming back because of the talent they're bringing in is Texas A&M with Jimbo Fisher and Oregon with Mario Cristobal. Now, if you want to talk about Oregon a little bit, people are getting a little annoyed because obviously we've kind of folded tent this year. So you're already seeing some of the coaches, especially the offensive coordinator, Marcus Arroyo, is getting some he's already getting a little bit. The media is kind of tearing him apart. If he can hang in there, maybe he can last a couple of years. But I don't know. The talent dearth might not be a good excuse there in Oregon at this current period. So,
you want to touch on what happened these past 2 weeks?
Well, what's happened, honey? I'm on the phone. So can you go out there and watch it?
No.
Well, hey, sweetie, I'm on the phone. Sorry, going downhill. Sure, we can talk on it for a minute.
Yeah, you know, what happened in Arizona? I mean, Washington State, we kind of covered it a little bit last week, but tell us what happened with Arizona.
Well, I think what's happened with Oregon is, unfortunately, the depth issues with Oregon over the last several years is super problematic. Oregon has only 22 scholarship guys on the roster. That is normally the amount you would see on a team that has been put on probation. There's one problem. They haven't been put on probation. What happened was there was a mass of transfers, casualties where players got kicked off the team. I think and there was a three-year period where Oregon probably had five different guys that were kicked off the roster for indiscretions off the field. Then you had also four different guys who had to retire medically. So that's nine people that were either kicked off or had to retire medically, and that's not even counting probably 12 to 15 guys who transferred because of lack of playing time or whatever. So it really was just a crazy period, and part of it was because three coaching changes. You had Mark Selfridge in 2016, Willie Taggart in 2017, Mario Cristobal in 2018, three different individuals leading the programs, and had three different divisions, and people were either challenged for the Pac-12 title. But if they had a couple injuries to key players, it was going to be problems. And they were a team that could all of a sudden, I think I said this to you, I did a preview, they're a team that could all of a sudden end up like 7-5, 6-6. Like, that's how bad their depth issues are. Like, the backups, there's backups that are walk-ons. God bless walk-ons. I actually was a junior college walk-on, but I'm telling you, normally people that walk on are not as talented. That's the reason why they're a walk-on. So what had happened was Penei Sewell, who was a midseason freshman All-American, he's out for the year. Cam McCormick, who was the starting tight end, was their most versatile tight end, he's out for the year. You had guys like Kalanu Apelo, who's their starting linebacker, was out last game. Lamar Winston was out in the first half last game. And now you have Justin Herbert and Dylan Mitchell, who are both on concussion protocol, your best receiver and your best player on the team. So all of that has really affected just how they're playing. And they are young. A lot of their best players are freshmen and sophomores. And the highs, like the Stanford and the Washington games at home against the rivals, you definitely saw a taper-off effect where kids just responded immaturely and didn't respond well in games against Washington State and Arizona. And if you watch the Arizona game, Oregon played terrible. And I think injuries played a role because defensively they were playing backup linebackers and a freshman linebacker, and they were just making a lot of like mental errors. And then when it came to offense, they're just not executing. And honestly, Justin Herbert played an absolutely atrocious game. He was missing wide open receivers. He was kept, he's really had only confidence in Dylan Mitchell because the receiving corps is one of the weaker position groups at Oregon, and he was throwing to him in double coverage, which really got Dylan Mitchell a concussion because he just got literally clocked by the safety. And so they're not very good right now. Luckily, the Pac-12 is really bad. I remember I was going on and on about the ACC, but after what happened last week in the Pac-12, Washington losing, Stanford losing, I'm actually going to go on record and saying Pac-12 is almost a non-Power 5. Wow. And Larry Scott needs to be fired because he's horrible. The play in the Pac-12 has been horrible since he's been commissioner. So he needs to be fired. He's worthless. And the Pac-12 is really bad. And Oregon, because of the injuries to a lot of their best players and because of the overall just how the team's responding right now, who knows? I can't even predict how they're going to be, but I don't think they're going to be very good. I would not be surprised if they end up about 6-6 this year.
Speaking about the Pac-12, the college football playoff rankings came out on Tuesday. Washington State is eighth. How do you see this? Do you think Washington State has a chance? What are your thoughts?
No.
Okay.
Washington State's going to lose. I'm predicting right now Washington State ends up losing at least three games, maybe four.
Wow.
No. They're going to get a couple injuries to key players. I don't know if it's already happened, but no.
Yeah, Washington State.
I don't buy them. They have depth issues, talent issues. No.
Yeah, they have. They're playing California.
Pac-12 is not getting a team in the college football playoffs. I'd actually be willing to wager money on that. There's no team for the Pac-12 going in the college football playoffs.
California,
not even, and I don't want them in college football.
No. Their next three games is against California. Then to Colorado, and they got a home game against Arizona. Not much movement could happen. You know, they're not playing any ranked teams, so they're probably just looking outside. And to reiterate what happened with Oregon, they lost against Arizona 44-15, and their next game is against Chip Kelly and UCLA. And we'll see what happens. Let's move on to the NFL. The Packers traded Ty Montgomery and HaHa Clinton Dix.
Perfect guy. They didn't get a lot back with him. That's not surprising. Now, I don't mind the HaHa Clinton Dix trade because HaHa Clinton Dix is a box safety. He's not a great in coverage. But that being said, I didn't think they got a lot back for him. And I think a lot of the Packers faithful were kind of like a fourth round pick. It seemed like they didn't get a lot in return. It seems like they could have gotten more in return. He's a starting safety. He's been a Pro Bowler. So, yeah, I don't know. The Clinton Dix, I didn't mind the trade, but the lack of getting anything returned was a little bit baffling. The Ty Montgomery, you're not going to get much in return for him. He's not. I don't think he's even going to start for anyone. So, And then the Packers, to talk about the game, they played an amazing game against the Rams. They really got after the quarterback. The receiving core was finally healthy. Rodgers played extremely well, but they ended up losing, which is really too bad. I mean, they, as well as they played, the end up losing that game was kind of frustrating. And I think you're seeing the final days of Mike McCarthy. Wow. And that's good. That's a good thing. I think Mike McCarthy would have been fired if he didn't have Aaron Rodgers years ago. I've always thought he was a pretty average coach. People that say he's anything more than average are delusional, and they need medical help. Because, I mean, Mike, he inherited two Hall of Famers, and he at times has just been – I mean, I think – I plain and simple, I think he lost that game to the Seahawks a couple years ago in the NFC Championship. both in the NFC Championship the 1 year. I mean, play calling sometimes goes way too I think he's not always utilized the talent he's had the best. I think he's been slow to get rid of, like, a Dom Capers and his blitz-obsessed defense. I just am not a huge fan, and I don't think Rodgers has proven to be a big fan of him. Definitely been a little passive aggressive, you know, in his conversation pieces about McCarthy, but I don't think he's been that happy. So I think it's time to move on from him. It's good while it lasted, but bye-bye, Michael. Go home to mommy, wherever mommy is, you know, daddy. Do whatever you want. Go live on a farm in the river in Skokie, Illinois. But it's just like, you're like, move. Like, I'm done. Mike McCarthy, like, we can get someone better. I think we could, you know, get a young offensive mind like a Lincoln Riley. I don't know who. Josh McDaniels, man, why wouldn't Josh McDaniels want to come to a situation with Aaron Rodgers? Right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Josh McDaniels want to? I know he took that Colts job, but why wouldn't he just love to come to a situation like be the quarterback, be the head coach of Aaron Rodgers? So I think anyone would. You have one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. But Mike McCarthy to only go to one Super Bowl, I don't know. And I think Rodgers has bailed him out so many times. Just incredible play by Rodgers has gotten to the playoffs. Incredible play by Rodgers has had them win games that they probably shouldn't have won. But I think it's time. Time to move on. So I really don't care how they finish up this year. I just care that they get rid of McCarthy because, honestly, I'm tired of seeing him on the sidelines.
I agree totally with Tyler. I think the Packers have not done much since that Super Bowl. It feels like, yeah, they've won some, you know, big games, but they haven't gone to the Super Bowl at all. And winning it. This weekend, Brady versus Rodgers, how do you see this game?
It's in Green Bay, right?
Correct.
It's not in Green Bay, actually. It's in New England. And that's not good. They've not been ever a great road team, especially under McCarthy. I want to say Green Bay because obviously that's who I'm rooting for, but you know, I'm not going to go Green Bay. I'm going to go New England. And I think I'm not liking this. It's going to be the second straight year. We're more than likely not going to make the playoffs, but I really think it's going to make us make them. It's like, why have we not moved on from Mike McCarthy? I mean, I don't know how. No, I just like, why have we not moved on from him?
Yeah.
Like, he's done. You're done. And actually, I'm looking at it right now. He's a pretty big candidate for the coaching job at Cleveland, believe it or not.
Wow. He should go to Cleveland. I don't mind him going there.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking at it right now, and they're saying that basically if he doesn't make the playoffs, he's going to be gone. And he's probably going to be gone.
There you have it.
So, I guess McCarthy's going to be gone. So, but I think the Packers could bring in so many people. And the guy I think of is Josh McDaniels because I know he backed out and people say he likes being working over there with New England. Of course, he's offensive coordinator. But why wouldn't he want to go to a situation with Aaron Rodgers? So, I think that's a guy that we get.
Ready for?
I'm actually going to make an early prediction. I think Josh McDaniels is the head coach. I think Josh McDaniels is the head coach of the Packers in 2019.
I'll write that down.
If I'm wrong,
there's nothing. Anyways, but I still think that McDaniels is the next head coach for the Patriots sometime in the future.
So you're saying Packers and then leave them for the Patriots?
No, I'm saying that he will not leave the Patriots, and I think Belichick is going to leave either next year or in 2 years. That's my prediction.
So you don't think that McDaniels goes to the Packers?
No, I don't think so, no. There's a reason why he terminated.
So who do you think? Oh, that contract. Is true. You do have a point there. That is a fair point. He did terminate it. It's almost like he knew something. Who do you think the next coach of the Packers is going to be then?
I don't know. I'll throw a name out there. That's like the Harbaugh. Harbaugh for Michigan.
I do like Harbaugh better as a NFL coach. I actually think he's a better NFL coach.
I think, but they're doing well with Michigan this year, so we'll see how things pan out. But who knows? He might get tired of it. Hey, I want to move on. I want to. I have an opportunity with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I can make things happen with him.
I don't know if he is, though. I understand what you're saying, and I think that he's a better NFL head coach. But I don't know. I don't think I agree with you on that one. And I think Lincoln Riley. But the thing is, I think Lincoln Riley's going to stay at Oklahoma for a few more years. I don't know who. I'd have to do some research. There's probably some other good coordinators. I'm looking more in the coordinator realm. Who's the Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator right now?
Let me see. I'll look that up.
I'm guessing Andy Reid's the play caller, though, isn't he?
I heard he does a lot of maneuvering. Eric Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy. Hold on.
I don't know how to pronounce that last name. Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy?
Yeah.
He's a player. Is that really their offensive coordinator?
Correct.
Hold on. Let me look this up.
Okay, no problem. Eric Bieniemy Jr.
It is Eric Bieniemy. He was a former player, you know.
Yeah, I actually did not recognize him. So
yep, he was a former player,
1999,
pretty good player. I did not know he was an offensive coordinator there. The only thing is the play caller is Andy Reid.
Yeah,
so would remember Andy Reid started with the Packers, but I don't think he's leaving Kansas City.
No,
I'm gonna do some research. There. I don't know, but I think it's someone. Obviously, it's someone. It won't be McCarthy. McCarthy's not coming back. He has to be fired. If he's not fired, then he fired the GM again. I know they fired one last year. They need to fire another GM. If it's not working, just keep firing people. Fire. Anyway, go ahead.
I actually found an article.
This football season has been so frustrating for me. I mean, my teams have just imploded. So it's like, I don't know.
I know. You're having frustration. I mean, if you want to talk about the NBA, I mean, we can move forward.
No. I don't mind expressing my frustrations.
You know, but anyways, ready for.
I'm not non-confrontational, Santiago.
Are you ready for the game predictions?
Yeah. You're non-confrontational, aren't you?
I am non, yeah, but I have to be more.
Yeah, I can tell.
I got to do more.
I can tell when you try to, you'll say something and then you'll try to engage you and you like run to the wind. You're like, you must be like a CI personality type or an IC. You're like, choo, 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 choo. You're like, I'm out the door. Not me.
That's a good one. I like that. You're right. You might probably be right, but
no. You'll say a comment that's super controversial, and then you'll try to engage you, and you can tell you're trying to like you're like a rat trying to get out of a locked room. You're like, where's the home?
There you have it,
Santiago. Engage.
Are you ready for game predictions?
Yes.
Georgia at Kentucky.
I think Georgia's better. Yeah, I just think Kentucky shouldn't have won against Missouri, and Kentucky doesn't have a good offense. Yeah, Georgia.
West Virginia at Texas.
You know, Texas didn't. They blew it at Oklahoma State. Yeah. I kind of thought they might, so that was actually a prediction that I kind of had in my back pocket. I do think they come back, and I do think they beat West Virginia.
Michigan at Penn State.
I think it's at Penn State, Michigan.
Okay, Penn State and Michigan. Man, Google gets this wrong.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to double check. What are you seeing right now?
I mean, I'm seeing it's at Penn State, but Google has this wrong sometimes.
Oh, you are seeing? Okay, yeah. Michigan football, Michigan. You're right. No, this time it is. Hold on.
It is at Penn State.
That is right, right? No. Okay, hold on.
See, Google, like, populates
it. because it matters. In college football, man, I've never known any other sport. College football in its solo element, home field advantage is everything.
Yeah.
Like, it is, okay, why is this not coming up right?
More than the NBA.
Okay, where is the game this week at? Can we double check this? Because I think.
Let me check ESPN. Because Google says it's at Penn State, but you don't think so, which I think you have a hunch feeling it's probably.
Because I thought it was at Penn State last year. I remember it was.
Wow, you have good memory. You watch a lot of college football. I have to give you credit. Like, yeah, you don't. You know, no, you watch not every game, but you probably watch lots, some important games.
Yeah, I watch too much.
I mean, which I heard is 12 hours a day.
Okay, we're going to get this because this is everything. It's actually going to be my pick.
It's at Michigan Stadium.
So where it is who?
Ann Arbor, ESPN.
Is that Michigan?
Yep.
Okay, I pick Michigan then.
Okay.
They're tough to play at Michigan. Penn State is still inconsistent. If it was at Penn State, I was going to go Penn State. But if it's at Michigan, I'm going to go Michigan.
Missouri at Florida.
Florida.
UCLA at Oregon.
By the way, Drew Lock is not good.
No.
Just put that out there.
Okay.
Drew Lock is not good. If he plays a team that even has remotely a good defense, he's literally horrible.
Would you choose him over Eli Manning?
Well, the thing is, if Justin Herbert comes back, Drew Lock, I think, is supposed to be the top quarterback prospect. That's bad.
That's
no,
what you said.
No, because I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. No. And right now, the way Herbert's playing, a little risky with him. I mean, there's some mental stuff going on with Herbert.
Really?
What is he going to do if he goes to the NFL and he goes to New York Giants? Which has a rabid fan base, New York, where the media just tears you apart.
Yeah, it's a tough
when
place.
He mentally is seeming to kind of fall apart when the few injuries happen and on the road against like a team like Arizona.
Yeah, come to Miami. It's less. Way less stressful.
Yeah. Okay. I think it is dependent upon the situation, but I'm telling you what. When I heard there's an article on Bleacher Report before the year, and they said NFL scouts were just freaking out about this year's NFL draft class, I would be freaking out too. Because the best talent is definitely Herbert. But, man, he's showing some mental signs of not being ready. And then you got Drew Lock, Ryan Finley, who are the other ones, and they literally, if a defense even has remotely – if the defense even remotely just like a good defense, they don't do anything. Nothing. I'd be scared. I right now, if I was the Giants, would be scared because they're going to end up with probably a top five pick. They need a quarterback, but Herbert would be the guy you have to draft because of his talent, the physical ability, the arm talent. But I'm telling you, I don't know if Herbert would be successful there. I'd be doubtful if he'd be successful. Right now, I'd kind of be in the park of saying I think you'd end up having not a great run there. There's some mental things I'm seeing with him. He lets stuff get to him mentally. You cannot, as a quarterback, what has made great quarterbacks great? What separates them from average is their ability to make a mistake and completely black it out and to come back and like an Aaron Rodgers, a Tom Brady, even like a Brett Favre, you know, Joe Montana, any great quarterback in the history of the NFL, in the history of time, has been able to make a mistake and completely forget about it, have amnesia, and go out and just be able to lead his team to victory. When you see a quarterback like Little makes one mistake and then you just kind of see him start to implode, and he just keeps on going down this trajectory and almost can't turn it around, and you see it mentally, and his head's down, and he's on the sidelines looking like he had been a boy getting spanked by his dad because the other team's making him. Thanking him like that's bad. I would be wary of it. You know, I saw that from Sam Darnold, and you're seeing it this year in the NFL. He's not playing very well. I saw Sam Darnold kind of lose when he'd not play good. He just wouldn't really turn it around. It started to get to him. And when you see that it does not translate well, especially to the NFL. And then you have the media after you, and you have fans after you, and you see all these headlines, and you can't blank it out, and then all of a sudden your career just kind of goes right into the toilet. So I don't know.
Well, at the end of the day, you said Florida wins.
I'm not seeing her like what Herbert sees.
Okay.
No, not the end of the day. End of the day, Drew Locke's not good. Justin Herbert's worrisome, and the NFL draft is lacking good quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's why you say last draft was the best. This is your last chance in a couple years because you will not see a great draft class like this one.
I don't think last.
I mean, they're not.
I think last year's was overrated, and you're. And I know they're rookies, but I saw Sam Darnold play in college. I saw Josh Rosen play in college. I saw Josh Allen play in college. I know why Baker Mayfield got drafted, because Baker Mayfield was a surefire guy that mentally he was going to be able to overcome obstacles. I know why Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield was not the most talented, does not have the best arm talent. He's undersized, but one thing you can say about Baker Mayfield, he has a Drew Brees-esque kind of feel to him, in that you know that the guy was going to hang in there mentally. I mean, the guy was a walk-on at two different places and was able to overcome that and to become a Heisman Trophy winner. So his resume was, and that's why you drafted him. And I think ultimately, if I was going to bet on one guy being at least a productive NFL quarterback, it's going to be Baker Mayfield. Because the other guys, I saw Sam Darnold playing with some of the best talent in college football, and at times I'd see him implode, and he just would keep on getting worse and worse. That's not good. Forget arm talent. Forget being able to fit balls into windows 30 yards away. What's it like if all of a sudden your offensive line's not blocking for you and your running game's not? Receivers aren't getting open. How do you react? Or do you just start to implode and your head gets down and you kind of stop leading? That's not good signs. That's what I'm seeing from Justin Herbert right now. I'm not liking it. He's really just like getting to him mentally, and you just want to grab him like, dude, come on, get to the plate. Anyhow,
he should hire you for for personal training.
The thing is if some people have it, some people don't.
Yeah, it's talent.
You can literally lock someone in a cage, but some people have it, some people don't. So keep on going with predictions.
UCLA at Oregon.
UCLA is terrible, but you know Arizona was terrible and they destroyed Oregon. It is at Oregon. Oregon has been a good home team. They've been 10-2 the last 2 years. Even their two losses were games they played very well. They play very well. The crowd's into it. I'm going to go Oregon because I just think UCLA is not good, and it is at home. Oregon's not looking good. And if they lose this week, they might not win another game this year. They might, like, literally be that bad. So this is a game they must win. They must turn the trajectory of their season, and this is going to be a huge test to see if it's going to go that direction.
And I know you went over this already, Alabama at LSU.
Bama.
Okay. Tonight, Bay Area, Oakland at 49ers.
Let's go. Man, neither one's that good. Let's go 49ers.
Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
Pittsburgh.
The New York Jets at the Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins, they're playing fairly good. They're decent.
Yeah, the Jets are not doing well. And obviously, you ran over Sam Darnold. And finally, the big game of the weekend, the Packers at the Patriots.
I already said. I think the Patriots win. I think they're better right now. But obviously, I'm hoping the Packers win.
And finally,
they looked much better last week.
Would you start James Winston or Fitzpatrick?
You're not going to really go anywhere long term with Fitzpatrick, but I'm really starting to think that James Winston is what he is. I think, you know, he's just a very immature guy that I think will ultimately be out of the NFL. So I don't know. I don't think it really matters. I think that guy's going to be fired anyhow at the end of the season. I'll say Fitzpatrick. Why not? At least he won't get arrested for fondling Uber girls. He did. That's what Jameis was.
And Tyler, how can people find you online?
Tyler Turner, Minneapolis on Twitter.
Well, Ty, thanks for joining. It's going to be a big weekend. Georgia, Alabama, Packers, and Patriots. We got a big weekend ahead of us.
Georgia's playing Alabama?
What?
Georgia's playing Alabama.
Oh, no. Sorry. Alabama, LSU. That's the biggest game.
That is a big game. Holy cow. It came out of nowhere.
That's the SEC championship.
Imagine how surprised Alabama is. They're like, that's BS. Anyway, yeah.
All right. Good weekend. Ty, thanks for coming on.
I did. Hi, bro.